Good morning, everyone. Glad to be with you. Welcome to our devotional this morning as we resume the hard sayings of Jesus. And we'll be in Matthew 5 and verses 43 through 48, if you want to turn there while I do some announcements like I always do. Today is our also Wednesday, 180 Wednesday. We will have dinner at 6 o'clock. I will resume Galatians tonight. It will be in chapter 5 if you want to read Galatians 5 prior to this evening. First place for health will be in the fireside room. Galatians is in the chapel, and God and Games is in the vestry. Jolyn and Angela and others have been doing that. Sunday, of course, 9:30 will be our traditional service, followed by a contemporary at 11 o'clock. And look forward to seeing you guys. The dinners have been great, and the fellowship on Wednesdays, and of course Sundays as well. But let's read Matthew 5, 43 through 48, and you'll see why these are hard sayings or teachings of Jesus. You have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be sons of your Father who is in heaven. For he makes the sun rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and the unjust. For if you love those who love you, what reward do you have? Do not even tax collectors do the same? And if you greet only your brothers, what more are you doing than others? Do not even the Gentiles do the same? You therefore must be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. The word of the Lord. So you can see, there are two verses in particular that make these a hard saying. Love your enemy and be perfect. Jesus is be perfect as I am perfect. Now what's really going on here is we have some comparison things going on here. Those who love you, those who don't, your friends versus enemies. Rain that falls on the just and the unjust, those who don't persecute you, those who do, those who treat you well, those who mistreat you, all these type of things. But he kind of pulls it all together by saying, you must therefore be perfect as I am perfect. Is it possible to love your enemy? Is it possible to love those who persecute you? The answer, of course, is yes. This is the goal. This is the aim for the believer, a follower of Christ, to love everyone as God does. And even though godly perfection, we can't achieve that in this life. And yet, we are to be like Christ. We are to strive to be like him and to seek to be more like him. Trying to be perfect is not a bad thing to try to be, right? But we are weak, we are but flesh, and yet that's the goal. Listen to Warren Wiersbe has a couple things to say here. I think they're interesting. I don't usually read a big section of commentary, but I like what he says. He said Jesus gave many reasons for these admonitions. First, he said nowhere did the law teach hatred for one's enemies. Passages like Exodus 23 indicate the opposite, and Jesus defined enemies as those who curse, hate, or exploit us. Since Christian love is an act of the will and not simply an emotion, he has the right to command us to love our enemies. After all, he loved us when we were his enemies, Romans 5:10. We may show this love by blessing those who curse us and doing good for them, praying for them. When we pray for our enemies, we find it easier to love them. It takes the poison out of our attitudes, he writes. Jesus gave several reasons for this. Love is a mark of maturity, right? We're growing up. It shows that we are sons of the Father and not little children. It is godlike. The Father shares his good things with those who oppose him, suggests that love creates a climate of blessing that makes it easier to win our enemies and make them our friends. Wiersbe writes, love is like the sunshine and rain that the Father sends graciously. Also, it's a testimony to the world and to others. He says, do you love just those who love you? That's what everyone can do that, he says. But God expects us to live on a much higher plane than the lost people of this world who return good for good and evil for evil. But as a Christian, we must return good for evil as an investment of love. Now, the word perfect, of course, it does not mean sinless perfection, Wiersbe writes, for that is impossible, although it is a good goal to strive for. But it does suggest completeness, maturity, as the sons of God. The Father loves his enemies and seeks to make them his children, and we should assist him. So overall, this is about spiritual maturity, isn't it? You can't love your enemies unless you love God. You cannot love those who curse you unless you are mature in the faith and see people through the eyes that God sees them. This is a maturity thing. You must be mature. You must be grown up. You must be more like Christ if you are going to love those who curse you. And so anyway, that's the challenge. It's a hard teaching of Jesus. Love your enemies and be perfect as I am perfect. Father, help us to grow up in our faith so that we will be more like Christ. And help us to sin less. Help us to be more like Jesus, we pray. Amen. I hope to see many of you tonight and certainly Sunday. God bless you and have a great day and a great week. Bye now.